playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Lacey, calling us from Hillview. Hi, Lacey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Lacey's got brown hair, drives a cruiser because she works for the sheriff's office.
Oh, wow.
And is married. And how long have you been married, Lacey?
After 2 years.
Ah, so you're still kind of in that honeymoon phase, right?
Yeah.
Or have you kind of grown past the honeymoon phase?
Well, how long were you together before you got married?
10 months.
10 months.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. All right. So, so, Lacey, let me ask you, are you going to the restroom in front of your husband?
We have before, yes.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know what status your relationship was at. All right. So, Lacey, it's Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain it.
Okay, so you're going to hear three stories. You got to figure out, did this story happen when they were a little kid or a drunk adult?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. First one, Lacey.
I ate an entire cake made out of sand.
Oh. Oh, so that's either a kid.
Got to be a little kid.
Yeah, or it's like a guy doing a dare when he's drunk.
Little kid.
All right. Lacey's saying little kid. Kelly, what do you think?
I'm going to go ahead and agree.
All right. So you both say little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yes. Little kid.
I was about 10 and we lived close to the beach. So one weekend I went down with a bucket and...
Wait a minute. Did he say he was 10?
He should know better at 10.
He should know better at 10.
Brought it back home, made this big cake, and when this girl I liked that lived down the street came over, I told her I wanted to show her something. I guess I thought it would impress her. Anyway, worst idea ever. She was grossed out. My mom was pissed. It was just bad all around.
Hey, watch this.
Oh my God, I'm getting sand cake.
I thought it would impress her.
At 10, come on.
So, Lacey, is this something that if a guy were to do that to you, would you be like, hey?
No.
There's something wrong with this kid.
Yes.
All right.
100%.
All right, you're one for one. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I attempted a backflip in the driveway and I scraped my knuckles raw.
Oh. All right.
He's lucky he didn't do worse.
Yeah, I guess so.
He did what?
He did
a backflip.
And scraped his knuckles.
Drunk adult.
Raw.
That's definitely a drunk adult.
Yeah, a drunk adult is like, yeah, I could totally be an Olympian or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're both saying drunk adult?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I was a drunk adult.
Yep. Drunk adult, you got it. Two for two.
I was at a kegger and I was trying to hit on this girl and told her I can backflip like no other.
So wait, so far, both of our callers, yep. Both of our listeners have been trying to do it to impress a girl.
There's a theme.
So she followed me out front and instead of attempting it in the grass, I went straight to the driveway. If you've done backflips before, you know the moment it's not going to happen. I covered my head to protect it, and when I did, every single knuckle drug across the concrete, and I was a bloody mess. Good news is it still sealed the deal, and we've been married for 15 years now.
Oh, look at that!
Oh, yay!
See, the whole backflip. See, maybe the girl was like, you know what? I need to now be kind of a nurse to you because you're injured, and so...
The Nightingale effect.
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Lacey, you're pretty good at this game. So far, you're 2 for 2.
I've been listening all week, so.
Like, I got the gist. I know how it works. All right, here we go. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
So I may have murdered a colony of snails jumping on a broken trampoline.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What was that again?
May have murdered a colony of snails jumping on a broken trampoline.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I'm going to say... little kid.
All right, you're saying little kid. Kelly?
I feel like maybe...
Maybe it's a drunk adult because it's a bigger person and they would break
Maybe they broke the trampoline because they were being a little overzealous and bigger. And yeah, I'll say drunk adult.
Jumping off the house of something.
Yes, probably that. Yes.
So, Lacey, you're sticking with little kid, right?
Well, is Kelly saying drunk adult?
I'm saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
Okay, I always have to agree with Kelly. Always.
Oh.
Drunk adult.
I like that. That's a really good philosophy.
Kelly, I hope you're doing her solid.
I hope I'm leading her down the path to victory. Yes.
All right. What is it? Little kid, drunk adult.
I
was a drunk adult.
Oh! Look at that! Look at that!
I've learned it the entire week. When people didn't switch to pick Kelly K, they lost.
So. Oh. I don't know what it is about Kelly. She's got that intuition or something.
She does. I came home with my roommate one weekend. It was Savor the Folks. We went out with some of our local friends, and I got completely I just thought it would be a great idea to jump on the trampoline when we got home. And apparently, since she left, it broke, and it was just being propped up. So my first attempt to jump and bounce failed, and there was this huge colony of snails that apparently took up the camp underneath it. And there was this gnarly crackling sound from the shells, and I was covered in snail goop. And then I cried uncontrollably until her mom came out and told us to go to bed.
Oh my god! The mom had to come out and tell them to go to bed.
Crying over the death of the snails.
Well, I would too, probably.
Oh yeah.
Lacey, congratulations. Perfect score. There you go. You and your husband have a great time at Joe Coy.
I'm so excited.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right.
That's good.
I love Joe Coy.
I wish it was Taylor Swift.
Right. All these people are Swifties fans. No, I would love to see Joe Coy.
All right. Yes. Well, you got yourself tickets. Congrats, Lacey. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Oh, it's good stuff. We need more stories, though. We really need to continue this bit. We need more stories. That means you need to send us a voice note, like give us a little headline.
Yep.
And then reveal what it was. Yep. And then finish the story. BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.